How business banking is expected to change. The recent financial crisis has ushered in a new environment of regulatory reform, which promises to be widespread in its scope. Amongst the industries that have come under examination for greater regulation is the banking sector. While much of this reform still remains undetermined, one thing is certain: regulatory change will bring important changes to the financial services industry. One such change comes in the form of the Dodd-Frank Act, which was signed into law on July 21, 2010. Included among the many provisions of this 2,300-page bill is the repeal of the Federal Reserve's Regulation Q, which had placed a prohibition on banks, preventing them from offering interest on business transaction accounts. The repeal of Regulation Q, which goes into effect July 2011, is expected to have long-term implications for both banks and corporates. However, many of these remain undetermined at this time. Because of the uncertainty surrounding these upcoming changes, it is important for corporates to remain informed and to examine all of their potential options. Prior to the passage of Regulation Q in the early 1930s, the vast majority of corporate bank funds in the U.S. were kept in demand deposit accounts, also known as DDAs, which included nearly all corporate checking accounts. In response to the chaotic business environment fostered by the Great Depression, Congress placed restrictions on banks in an attempt to reduce competition for deposits. It was thought that excessive competition for corporate accounts encouraged unprofitable lending by banks, ultimately contributing to a wave of financial institution failures in the early part of the decade. Regulation Q gradually caused corporate liquidity to flow out of banks and into the secondary markets. In response, banks created a suite of cash management products, such as the soft earning credits on business demand deposit accounts, which could be used to offset services provided by the banks. Offered in lieu of hard interest payments on account balances, soft credits provided a valuable return for corporates. To further entice corporate deposits, banks began offering several services that enabled clients to maximize yields and maintain access to funds. Sweep products, zero balance accounts, and controlled disbursement accounts were amongst the products introduced. Regulation Q was modified in the early 1980s to discourage corporates from moving funds between a checking account and one that pays interest. Banks responded to this by developing the negotiated order of withdrawal account, which earns interest. However, these accounts could only be held by individuals, sole proprietors, or nonprofit organizations. Through the repeal of Regulation Q, corporates will gain the opportunity to begin earning interest on DDA funds. However, the choice to take advantage of this option is not necessarily a simple one. Corporates may choose to receive hard interest on their entire account balances, or they may elect to continue to receive soft earning credits on their deposit balances and earn hard dollar interest on excess balances. In reviewing their deposit options, corporates should consider the trade-offs necessary between soft earning credits and hard dollar interest income. A shift to interest income deposit products could lead to fierce competition amongst banks and an erosion into their net interest income margins, forcing them to charge higher fees on fee-based products. Also, if banks begin offering a relatively high interest on demand deposit accounts, corporates could invest their excess cash into high-yield DDAs rather than buying institutional money market mutual funds or commercial paper, which may lead to an increase in demand for credit and place a greater reliance on banks to fund working capital. Corporates should take into consideration the temporary unlimited FDIC insurance on non-interest-bearing deposits, which became effective on December 31, 2010, and will end on December 31, 2012, when considering hard dollar interest versus soft earning credits. Pressing cash flow requirements may place a greater importance on securing hard interest on corporate account balances, but such interest will be subject to taxes. For that reason, some corporates may choose to continue with soft earning credits that help to offset bank fees on services, while avoiding any changes to their tax liability. Corporates will face the challenge of determining the most effective strategy that best meets their working capital and liquidity needs. This will require examining the structure of their accounts, services, and associated fees. These complex choices will, in all likelihood, significantly impact how banks structure their solutions, influencing account analysis calculations, sweep products, and commercial deposit product mixes. Regardless of how they proceed, corporates will need to gain a clear understanding of their own needs in order to find the right solution. While the July 2011 effective date for the repeal of Regulation Q has been mandated by the recent Dodd-Frank Act legislation, there is still great uncertainty about its final implementation. The ultimate shape of these rules will likely be influenced by the constantly changing political landscape. To prepare for the as-yet undetermined outcome of these new rules, corporates should engage in regular dialogue with banking partners. As a trusted advisor, banks are uniquely positioned to help corporates take advantage of the changes based on each organization's specific service level and needs. Corporates will also want to take a look at the amount of funds being maintained in each account, as well as where those accounts are being held. It may be advantageous to consolidate accounts for the opportunity to obtain better pricing, but rate alone should not be the sole criteria for choosing a bank. Some banks will likely offer highly attractive rates as they look to fund their balance sheet. The underlying financial stability of the bank should be a key consideration. No matter how these new regulations manifest themselves across the banking industry, one thing is clear. There will not be a one-size-fits-all solution for corporates. This makes it imperative that corporates work closely with their banking partners to assess and determine the best choice for their organization. Banks will be the best source for information on how to prepare for the changes coming in July 2011. Because of the unique implications of these changes on each organization, it is important for corporates to take a proactive approach, working with their banking partners to understand how best to meet their working capital needs. Banks have a wide range of working capital management solutions that may enable corporates to maximize daily cash flow and increase earnings on excess balances. The key to being prepared for the changes coming as a result of the repeal of Regulation Q will be the deepening of a corporate's relationship with their banking partner. Ideally, this relationship should be open and transparent, allowing for a free exchange of information, strategic counsel, and creative solutions. The repeal of Regulation Q may present a new revenue opportunity for the U.S. government through tax payments on interest generated by corporate accounts. However, with the recent change in the makeup of Congress, it is possible these regulations will be altered or suspended before full implementation. Due to the fluid nature and remaining uncertainty of the repeal's impact on corporates, it is important to dialogue with banking partners to be kept abreast of the latest industry and legislative status. Banks will be a prime resource for insights into these impending regulatory changes and a valuable source for tools and solutions tailored to specific needs of their clients.